Harsham to Mishar Vachamar Mugdashin Klayim Shviz Yamdiv Kayin Nazir Bezak Faris. He said Tumma. He said even Klayim, and he said it has nothing to do with the rest of them. Says Rashi. Harsh Tel Mechaz Shavachamar. The rash is not a bunch. Okay, Minach Doshim, Chor. So Yehuda Lav, oh, Loisavoy, the Chor Sharecha, a leader of Yehuda. Oh, Loisavoy. Even it says it's Chor Sharecha, Mute Shutfus, Loi Mute Petach Hamar. Upon him, now the Shavuot says, "Listen to the crowd. Rabbi Chaim says Shavuot Chamar. We don't call Shnei Minim. Shemano. Rashi says Shemano. The Mishanim Mehekdish. Probably he's a Mila Loi Laki. Rashi's bother L'Chayra. Another lab is an Isser of Mila. Is an Isser of Mila. Rashi said, what's the Isser that the lab you're getting Malchus from the Mishnah? L'Sava the Tumah Bchar. L'Sava Bchar Sharcha. L'Chayra is also a problem of Mila." If you do it, if you're not in a hektish b'meiz, it's Isra of Meila. But look, the B'char Lav Bar Meila is a Grashi. The Mom and Koyin Hu. The Ein Meila El B'kotche Gevaya. The B'kotche Hashem Ksiv. That's what we know this of Meila. The Ein Meila B'char. El B'nenim and Eimurim. Ach Ezrikas Damim. Because then, the Hanu L'Gvaya. So any carbon that's L'Gvaya, any part of the carbon is L'Gvaya, then it's M'ila. But the part that goes to the Bailim, the part that goes to the Kayin, there's no M'ila. What do you call Kachim Kalim? And Kachim, Yesh Ben M'ila L'Fnei Zrikas Damim. Before you do the Zrika, before it becomes Mutter for the Kayinim, then Batsim, it's L'Gvaya. And Kachim Kalim is Mam Bailim. And then the only part that is Me'ila is the part that goes on the Mizbeach, by Kachim Kal. By Kachim, before you do Zrika, the whole carbon is Me'ila. Av Mishnez Magdam, then Fakeret, Zochab Kayin, Mishulchan Gavaya, Ba'alam Amma Kayin, Me'i, by Me'ila, Chemuch Rashana. Because the Shayfish Al Oilel, Yiska, Vimthaka, Yatsa. But you have your Yatsa, why? Shef Shlom and Layitka, Vim Talk Alayatza, my time. Oila, the Bas Me'ilu, he came in the mall, Nafka Chulin. Shlom, Bnei Me'ilu, Ninu, Lay Nafka Chulin. And therefore it's Aser, and you're not Yaitzi even after you blow it. Hagaponim, we see there's a difference between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim. So as Isser of Hanah, Bekachim, since it Bechor, we're talking about a Bechor. That's why the Isser of L'Yavoid Yav, special Isser, not to be over the Bechor. But the Isser of Me'ila, that's not a problem because it belongs to the Kohen. Any Kachim that has a Bailim is no Me'ila. Mechayim Bekarim, the Machsi Behadi the Dazlum Chap Bezraya. When you're plowing, you're covering up the seeds. That's the problem of climb. Shviyas nam shvizreh shviyas. Yomtiv kovach chrishi yomtiv. Kayin, unoz v'alech makam tumma, hacham achrishasai. He goes after the plan of makam tumma. Nikachad lav, mishim kayin l'nefesh l'yitam ha'amav. Mecham mishim nozir, hakal nafshis meis lo yavoy. Then that's another two lavin. Ein Hashem, ein alav zeh, nilkat Allah mishim harisha. El mishim levish. He happens to be wearing a climb. Nothing to do with the harisha. So after nozir kayin if you discount Klayim, you got to discount Nazir as and Kayin as well. So the Gemara. Afilu. So chloim a what? Amar beva amar rav asi. Loi paishiv loi vishmamish. Ella afilu machnis umaytzi base yad unkelishaloi. That's enough. You don't have to mamish take it off and on. Like klayim. If the Mishnah said Hayloivish klaim kol yoyim in chay velachas. Amle al tilbar al tilbash who pushes veloivish. Mishnah says he takes it off and puts it back on each time he's chayiv. And Gemara says, no, he doesn't have to mamash take it off totally. As long as he takes out, takes off his sleeve and puts it back on, he's chayim. Magrashim machnas amayitzi yadoi beis yad chalukai dom mikapaisha v'loiv. It's like he took it on and off. Machvi of acha breda vika yuli vafuke mamash. Rashi said, his mamash take it off. Rashi amar filo shah. We have three sheetis over here. Rashi says, I feel a shock. They lift a little bit of shchayiv. You don't need to take it off completely. You don't even need to take off the sleeve. As long as you wait the amount of time that you could take it on and off, you're also chayiv. So that's a question over here. Can I tell you something about it? Why is there a problem of... Chayz lav shem emayisa. Are you talking about it? Others are talking about it. Shainim. I don't think again today, but last week I saw someone talks about this. That why we say it's a problem that it's lav shem emayisa. Chayr klayim. Chayz lav shem emayisa. So some say it's called a ma'isa because you put it on chatchil with a ma'isa. So maybe that gives it then the shahia gets the din of ma'isa. Some mishnayim say, and some mishnayim say that lav shem ma'isa is the pshat. It's called ma'isa because you're doing something, you're wearing it. Meaning, like sheval ta'isa. Because we see the Gemara in the Marshall, we see in Brachas Daf Chaf, and talks about Gavishel Al Taisa, that Gol Kovav Briyas is Deich Loisa B'Shev Al Taisa, Kovav Briyas is Deich Loisa B'Shev Al Taisa. It still says over there, Klayim, we say in Chaf, you gotta rip it off in the middle of the street by Klayim. So you see that Klayim. So Pshat Sheval Taisa, you're not doing anything. Like a bitl mitzvah is Sheval Taisa. But if you're actually doing something, meaning you're wearing it, that's called doing something, that's not called Sheval Taisa. I think some say, just like it's not called Sheval Taisa, got a covenant of Brias, it's also not called Lav Shem and Maisa. But you're actually doing something. You're wearing it. That's called doing something. It's called a Maisa. That's him wearing. I think some Hashem say that the fact that it came about Ide Ma'isa, that gives it a Shem Ma'isa. I think it's Tum Halchem. I didn't look at it now. Alright. Look more by it. Yesh Chayim Chayir Shel Mecha. Rambam Rabbiyanai. B'chubu Nimnu B'gamru. Achayfe B'klayim Loike. Achayfe B'klayim is Loike. Am Lem V'yechanan. Lav Mishra Seinu Hizu. Yesh chayr tel mechad v'chayv al v'shem shoyin alavim v'chayv shav v'chamav v'mukdashim v'klayim v'kerim hay chayr shem chayv v'shem klayim eichem v'shtachas lo ilav v'michsi v'hadei da'ozil. Like Rashi the Mishnah said, you're carving up the klayim, you're carving up the seeds as you're going along. Look Rashi chabur nir li yayim asifa yayim vat hayo lehem shakarim chabur. They had a day when they got together to shmooze and learning. So b'kitzer. So what's the big deal? It's a Mishnah. Hamalei lav didlo yiloch chasba mi mishkachas magmisa tusa. Had I not picked up the cheres, you wouldn't have found a good diamond. Meaning, I brought out a Mishnah. Lo yigbati, Rashi says mi mishkachas magmisa di lav the Omar mecha dan mecha. We have Amris Chayrish to Mechayev B'Klayim Lamishim Zireya El Mishim Mekayim Shavag Loyaka Lahu. Meaning, if not had I said that Chayiv B'Klayim is Chayiv, you would have said the Mishnah is Chayiv Mishom Mekayim Klayim and not Mishom Zireya Klayim. Yeah, as we'll see in the Hamshach Gemara. Rashi, because the shavik v'yakale, that's why he chayiv. Amar Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, he lav the kilsach. Gav Rabba have minim esnis the manim kivi. Amram kaim klaim like. He lav the kilsach Gav Rabba, Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, b'chubur nim gamru. Yeah, achayif m'klaim. And meaning Rabbi Yanai was masking. Have makmin masnita the mechayva chayish mechlayim the mishum mechayim hu. Rabbi Kiva man islay mechayim mechlayim potter poiten have mechapa. Had not Rabbi Yanai been masking to Rabbi Yanai kilsach v'haydulcha the mechapa mishum zirei mechayim kul alma. How do we see that? The midkamer Rabbi Yanai. The mechap mekayim like Amar mekayim mekayim like. Why does Rabbi Yanai say mekayim mekayim? If chayif is really mekayim, so why be misleading? Shema mina the other flay mechap mekayim. Al karchach mechap is more chomer than mekayim. Mechap because the rei chashiv lei. And when you told Rabbi Yanai, what do you mean it's a Mishnah? He was masking. He just said that, had I not said my Shlichut Torah, you wouldn't have chapped from the Mishnah. But he was masking, at the end of the day, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Chayv mechap, chayv mishum zereya. If he loved the calls, the chav amin, the name, Rabbi Zokr Shlokish, have Yanai not been masking to you? If that's what the Mishnah means, I would have said, Time the Masnis, and Mishum the Makayim. The Makayim, Makayim, like a Rabbi Kiva. Machayim Beshvias, Mishim Chayrish, Machayim Lay. Time the Masnis, and Man the Potar, the Makayim, Potanayim, Machapa. Why? And where's the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva holds. That Mekayim Mekayim is Chayiv. Like the Gemara, my Mekayim, my Rebbe Kiva, Sanya, Hamanachish, Hamachap Mekayim, Loika, Kivaymer, Afa Mekayim. My time Rabbi Kiva Sanya Sokhoi Sizer Klayim Ein Lel Zerei Mekayim Inayim Time Loimer Klayim Sotcholoi Sotcholoi Sizer Klayim. We say Look Rashi My Rabbi Kiva Sanya HaMenachesh HaMechapa Loigasin Isnan The Braisi Loi Mishnah HaMenachesh HaMechapa Meklayim Loiker Rabbi Kiva Yim Afam Kayim Kul Rabbi Kiva Kamar Lo HaMenachesh V'hamachapa meklayim loike the mekayim hu she bekiva imer. So the Tanakam is also bekiva. V'alchim mishanim le'mayit katan. Rabban the pligal eder bekiva. Svir le'mechap en loike. The man the part of mekayim part of mechapa. Hamenachesh loike rasavim royim k'deish yigdalu hacher yosef loike mechashiv k'zerei klayim. Bekitzer. What's the drash? So the first part of pasuk is really talking about behema. Behemtecha lo sarbia klayim. Second part of pasuk is talking about sotcha lo sizer klayim. But we could play a game over here and take the klayim from the first half of the pasuk and put it together with sotcha loy and make up a new iser. Mishamina lehachi, klaim sot chaloi. Da kuinele in pashta de drasha, da ave mazle michta behemtecha, klaim loi sarbia. Right? The word klaim in the first part of the pasuk could have been disconnected from the second half of the pasuk by virtue of the fact that it would have said behemtecha klaim loi sarbia. Then, as no shaykhis, the second half. But now that it says, Behem Techolos Abir Klayim. And Lasot Techolos is a Klayim. I could use a Klayim from Behem Techa and put it together with the Sod Chaloi and can make up a new Isser that Klayim, Sod Chaloi, you can't even have Klayim in Yesoda. That means Mekayim, Klayim, if you're a Kiyah, it's also Chayim. I mean, the Sama Klayim, Yesoda, Shema Mino, Loch Yudasa. Now, in this Gemara, we had a Taisis, the first parak, about Rabbi Akiva, right? Taisis had an issue with the Aruch, whether Rabbi Akiva holds Yechayiv on La Hashem Emaisa. So what did Taisis say? Taisis brought down the Aruch. Mash mahachal, Rakiva in Islay, Aim Zayim, Knasa, Lesley, Lashem, Maisa, Lakin Allah. Amez Kasha, I have Kiva, Yas Margamar, Makan Kanakai, Laika. Pirshu Aruch, Maniach Isa, Besayf of the Day. The Aruch says that Makayim Baklaim is talking about, it's time you leave it. Yechayim. Ah, Taisis says, Rakiva, hold Lashem, Maisa, Aim Lakin Allah. Therefore, he says, near the Mekayim Klayim, Mekayim Hanush also gather, Sava Klayim. Sava Klayim. Right? So now, what do we see in our Gemara? What do we see in our Gemara? Harei Shlokish was willing to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Right? No. That's not Mechapa. What do Rashi say? You love the calls of Gavra Rabba, have Mukmes Nisim, the Mechayim Chayish Bekhayim, the Mishum Mechayimu. This lay Mechayim Mechayim Potter. Man is a Mekayim Mekayim Potter, Poitin and Mechapa, Arab Yanai, Shemam Nadod Le Mechapa Mekayim, Shof Amrit, Yilod Kal Havamina, Tan Mesnisa, Mishum Mekayim, Mekayim Mekayim, Lekim Kima, Mishum, Rang Yisane, Mekayim Kiva, Okay, so I guess you have to say that even Rish Lakish, it says the Mishnah of Kiva, like David is saying, is daf by Mechapa, and that's a Maisa. Because our Gemara is saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. If not, Rabbi Yanai said that Chayv Beklayim everyone holds Yichayev, I would say the Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Beklayim, Beklayim is Chayev. So for a second I thought that meant that you chayiv just because you're leaving it there. But now, I'm looking again more carefully, and it seems it could be daf by Mechapa. That's what I was thinking originally, because it's a Maisa. Mechapa is a Maisa. I guess you have to say that being Mechapa, if you cover it up, it's also, it's being Mekayim, it's like protecting it. When you cover it up, you're making it that's going to be protected, and it's going to grow. It's going to grow. It's you're not chayim from zereya, you're chayim from mekayim, but it's a ma'isa. So it could be talking our gemara is dafka by mechapa, mela. Only there was the havmina that should be chayim from kiva because it's a ma'isa. As before, the imam kiva needs a ma'isa, not like darach. In our gemara, you don't see a raya to darach. I guess the darach would probably okay. So in our gemara, you don't see raya. Right. Fine. So we learn how to talk like Sizzler Klaim. And let us read Mekayim and Anta Loim and Behem like Sabia Klaim. Sot like Sizzler Klaim. We say Klaim Sot Chaloi. Fine. Right. Yeah. Amalei Ula Rav Nachman. Vulkin Amishim Zerei Biyamtiv. Why are you chayiv also out Zerei Biyamtiv? Look at Rashi. Nimnu v'gomru, v'mchapa Zereu. Hare akud Rav Yanai. If you chayiv a mchapa al Zerei Aklaim, even not with Rav Akiva, even not Makayim, not like Rish Lakish, we say that being mechap is called zereya, even though you didn't plant the seeds, but covering it up is called zereya. So in case you bechayav al yamtiv al zereya, it's one of the lamed test malachas. So the Gemara, Malay, ton of a shy. Erechanami, the next one, missed that one. I'm like, ton of shmoinet, batam ton of a shy. The Mishnah says eight, it means it's not nine. You can't tell me, oh, really, really is nine, just kidding. Amrava, yesh chilg malach v'shabes, v'ein chilg malachis v'yamtiv. What does that mean? Look, Rashi, ein chilg v'yamtiv, im asa shtayim v'sholish malachis, behelam echad, oy asa malachis yesh b'shtayim, ein chay v'lachas. So even though, well, this Rashi is very strange. Rashi, Helam Echad is what we do in Mishaygi. Helam means forgetting. Always the concept of Helam Echad is like on Shabbos, if you do it in one forgetting, then you only chayiv once. That's the issue. By Yom Tif, you're not chayiv carbon Yom Tif, it's only a lav. And therefore, the terminology Hal Nechad doesn't really apply. But anyway, point is, we do many malachas together, different malachas. Yeah? So how many times malachas yichayiv? We say, Ein yichayiv el achas. Laman da'amar vara l'chalik yatsis. Sphere le'en chilk malachas b'yamtit. B'yamt l'yatsis havara. Rashi explains, the lab of a Sevaru Eish, Rechol Mashasech and Yom HaShabbos. The question is, why is Havara separate from Vesasakom Malacha? The Machlaik is it Havara Lelav Yatzis or Lechalik Yatzis? The Lav Yatzis means that although the other 38 Malachas, Yichayiv Karis and Skila and Karbin, when it comes to Havara, you only Chayiv and Lav. That's why Havara is separated from the rest of them. Amand Amar L'chalek Yatzis is the pshat that comes to tell me that, well, actually, there's Stir Rashis and different Mesechlis. One's Yibamis, one's Shabbos. That what was the Havamina where the Melechah Shabbos, 39 Melech is not L'chalek. So is the pshat that you only mechayiv if you do all 39, or even if you do more than one, you only chayiv one? But about that, even if you just do one, you chayiv. This is Tirin Rashi. One place Rashi says that without l'chalik, had not been l'chalik yatzis, then you have to do all 39 in order to be chayiv. Another place Rashi says the havmi would be that if you do a few, like Rashi saying by us. Rashi by us, that by Yom Tov, so by Shabbos it says Lesvar Eish B'chol Mashiach Miyam Shabbos. So it's the Chal Gyatzis, or the other pasuk we have by Karbin, pasuk only the Shabbos. Hashem by Yom Tov, it's not a Karbin, and doesn't say Lesvar Eish B'chol Mashiach Miyam Shabbos. So then we say we don't say it's the Chal Gyatzis. So therefore, by Yom Tov, Rashi says if you do more than one malacha. You only chayiv once. So that's why in our Mishnah, Yesh chalmav shari chalmav to yamtiv. How does that answer the question? Because Osmar's kasha. Shmichai for Zareya. The answer is because the Mishnah already said Yichai for Chayrish. And say Nechnami, you do Chayrish and Zareya and Eifa and Zaira Hulu. Yeah, you only Chayiv one. You only Chayiv one. So Mela, Yomtiv only gets 1 out of 8 and not 2 out of 8. Might just the for the idea is the interesting taste is read the entire Shabbos Kuf HaMeches that sort of Shmuel brings down over here that says what's the gather of the Chalik that we say Mandam Avar L'Chalik because it says like Lesvar Eish comes tell you that you chayiv each one of 39 Melachas separately. He says Lashon is Ki'il Ksiv Lav Akom Lachom Lacha Dami by Shabbos. So, just like by chaylev and dam, it's two separate lavin. You chayiv for each one. You have to master on chaylev for chaylev and dam for dam. So too, when it says, since it says l'svaru age is coming to be mechalak the malachas, it comes to tell me that each malach is mamash like a sepishter. It's like it said 39 times, don't shech. Don't do this. Don't be chayrish. Don't be kaitzer. Don't do it. Each one is like a separate, like mamash is a separate iser, and if he's that comes out of chiddush taka, if he says it's rid, you have to be masra on each malacha. You can't say don't do malach. What you're doing now is one of the 39 malachas. Just like by chayav and dam, you have to be masra on each one. So too by malach Shabbos, you have to be masra on each one. Because each one.